This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Just a note, folks, want to let you know, I record Insane Things as the week unfolds. The first five Insane Things this week were recorded before the Musk-Trump feud. But I went back through and listened to them. They're a pretty good backgrounder for what I have to say about that. So cut me some slack because I've got a very important meeting I'm going to be at today. The last two things I'm recording right now. Okay, let's proceed. Welcome to this edition of the Insane Things podcast, where we run down the things from the week that was with one caveat. They have to be insane and they have to be things we've never seen before, at least not in our lifetimes. It continues to be a wonder. I can do this every week, but I do. An insane thing number seven we've never seen before. How bad is the internal polling for the Democrat Party? The polling they don't publish, the polling that they produce so they can see what's actually going on. It must be a bloodbath because we've never seen anything like this before.
In a new tell-all book, former Biden White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says she has ditched the Democratic Party and is now an independent.
In an era of misinformation, disinformation, the regressiveness of social policy, what we're seeing currently right now, what I have decided to do, and I really have thought long and hard about this, is to follow my own compass. And that's what I've done. And that's what this book does. It's about looking outside of boxes, not just always being in a partisan stance.
Not all Biden officials are buying it, sniping anonymously that she's still spinning, saying, quote, everyone thinks this is a grift. She made a joke about being an independent last year, and now it's a book. All ideas are monetary, even the dumb ones.
Folks, understand what this means. Karine Jean-Pierre, after Joe Biden, was the most visible face of the Democrat Party. Less than 6 months ago, folks, it hasn't even been a full 6 months. Remember, Trump was sworn in on January 20th. The fact that it wasn't good enough to just distance herself from the Biden administration, which she called the broken Biden White House, but had to go a step further and completely break ties with the Democrat Party, shows you how bad the internal polling is. And it shows you she doesn't think there's a fix for it for a very long time. And why is that? Well, that leads us to insane thing number two. The reason the spiral for the Democrat Party continues and will continue comes down to one simple thing they cannot control. X, formerly known as Twitter. And the fact that there's a little button on the right-hand side that allows you to share whatever you see on X with people who are not on X. And the fact that you can now post Rumble videos that say negative things about the Democrat Party on Facebook and share them with your family and friend groups. Because every single day, folks, a landmine goes off, without exception, showing you what the Democrat Party did and who they were. And you can thank Elon Musk for that. Fall down on your knees and thank God for this man. Because without him, Donald Trump, I'm sorry to say, is not the president. That's going to upset some of you, but I watch these things closely. Thing number one that Elon Musk did that nobody gives him credit for, and it was unbelievable. For 20 years, the GOP lagged the Democrats and sometimes the unaffiliateds in registration. There was one brief period during the Bush administration, just a few months, where we jumped ahead of the Democrats, but that was it. We spent hundreds of millions of dollars, couldn't get it done, concluded it was impossible. We'd never have a big enough base for a landslide. And then along came Elon Musk and took a look at our recruiting operation. And he said, you know what? This party sucks. I'm not going to dump $200 million into it. No, I'll launch my own PACs and build my own registration system with 6 months to go before the election, a seemingly impossible task. Elon Musk undertook it. He built algorithms. And then something incredible happened. GOP registration passed unaffiliated registration. And then Democrat registration. It wasn't supposed to be possible. And doing that, he built the base for Trump's landslide. In addition, he built the other base for Trump's landslide. Trump's a cool guy and all, and his rallies are fun. But that didn't help in 2020. They were able to censor their way into the White House. Had Elon Musk not built the vibrant base that is X for free speech to thrive, no one would have heard a damn thing Trump was saying. You don't just win elections by saying cool things. People have to hear them. And in 2020, Trump couldn't reach anyone, which is why it absolutely tore my heart this week that Trump surrogates are out there, including Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, flat out lying about Elon Musk and their big, beautiful bill. Put simply, it breaks the bank. It does. It's also chock full of wonderful game-changing things that I can't wait to see how they work out. One of my personal favorites, 100% expensing of the building of new factories. You write the whole dang thing off. I mean, wow. But the GOP lied their ass off this week from top to bottom, telling you, oh, this thing doesn't cause deficits. This thing isn't a much bigger deficit than the $1.83 trillion deficit that Joe Biden racked up in 24, yeah, it is. And they're using sleight of hand. That's so clever. I'd expect it from the Democrats. They're blaming the Congressional Budget Office. Those guys always get everything wrong, they say. Besides, they're a bunch of Democrats. We're not really going to run a massive deficit. Yeah, we are. Because here's the other thing. You can, you know, ignore what the CBO is saying, but they're not the only agency scoring it. The Tax Foundation is scoring it, too. Republicans normally love to quote them. What are they saying about the bill? That it'll rack up a bigger deficit than Joe Biden did, increase the deficit. Folks, this is why the bond market has wobbled twice in the last 2 months. Elon Musk is not wrong. He is right to be terrified. This isn't about priorities, spending, or philosophies. We blew through that years ago. This is if you pass this, this will look to bondholders like the clown car. Instead of the GOP tapping the brake, they're hitting the gas. And here's the thing. The bond markets were counting on the GOP to show some restraint and clean the house up. Now, there's a good way forward. I'm going to get to it in a minute because I really believe we can do this. But I want you to hear the lie about Elon Musk that they are telling. Mike Johnson told this lie. Trump surrogates were telling this lie all over the place. Jason Miller, advisor to Trump, was telling this lie.
I never heard Elon Musk take this type of criticism toward the One Big Beautiful Bill back when the EV mandates and the EV tax credits were a part of the budget. And so it was only after all that was removed that we saw some of this criticism.
Lying GOP speaker Mike Johnson was repeating the same lie, which they know damn well isn't true. Folks, I've got a Reuters article in my hand right here. You want to know when Donald Trump announced he was ending the EV tax credits? About $7,600. And without it, you're right, Tesla's going to struggle even harder than it is now. When did he announce this? August of 2024. Elon Musk would go on to spend more than $40 million electing Donald Trump after that. Trump informed the public no less than a dozen times after that that he was removing the tax credit. Everybody knew it. They are absolutely lying. Rather than tell the congressional whores of Babylon that they need to actually cut some damn thing. But they character assassinated Rand Paul this way too this week. And they also did the same thing to Chip Roy with lie after lie after lie. Even Scott Bessent lied, saying that Rand Paul wanted to cut $1 trillion. I wouldn't support that. It's too hard. And besides, it would crash the economy. And the thing is, neither would Rand Paul. He didn't propose it. But Scott Bessent trashed him for it. All Rand Paul said was, I'll vote for the bill as is. I don't like it, but I'll vote for it as is. But I'm not doing a, get this, $5 trillion debt limit expansion. Why? You cannot let them have that money. Folks, they will crash the bond market and cause a debt crisis. What is a debt crisis? Very simple. We've seen the beginnings of it in the last 2 months where bondholders panic. And they begin to dump bonds just as we're having to sell bonds to pay for the big, beautiful bill. You do not want to find out how that ends. And we don't have to, folks. All the bond market's asking for us is some little sign of sanity. Which brings us to insane thing number five. John Thune had a good idea. I've never seen that before. He is the totally corrupt, completely evil leader of the Senate majority. He's a Republican. But he actually made sense this week when he told the House, no, we're not going to do the SALT deduction. What is that? That is where Republicans subsidize liberal Democrat states' incredibly high tax rates by letting people basically write up to essentially, depending on it's a little more complicated than this, about $40,000 off so Democrats can raise taxes like drunken sailors. Well, there was a handful of votes from Jersey, New York and California, and you know, the big beautiful bill only passed by one vote, that said, hey, we want the SALT tax deduction. Well, that costs $350 billion. John Thune flat out says, we ain't doing it. We're not doing that. We don't have any senators from New York or New Jersey or California. You guys just wasted a crap ton of money. And he's right. They did. There, right there. That's a cut of $350 billion. What does that get you? Instead of trashing Elon Musk, telling him to go away, destroying conservatives, talking smack about Rand Paul, how about we talk some smack about five votes that we need to flip with a SALT tax? Because that's just stupid. That makes people like us in red states subsidize the blue state tax rates. So there's $350 billion. Cut another $150 billion. You're there, honey. You've cut a quarter of the deficit. Bond market will love it. You can turn around, announce that as the big, beautiful bill passes, and probably the bond market won't crash. In fact, it may shore it up and it gets Trump's agenda through because there's a lot of good stuff in this bill. Folks, we aren't going to reverse this illegal immigration trend unless we pass those parts of the BBB bill because there's 10,000 agents in there, immigration enforcement agents. We desperately need it. There's $5 billion just for the deportation flights. We need to be moving 500,000 out a month. We're not going to make it unless we get this passed. So destroying Elon Musk for a temporary gain that may crash the bond market, not a good way forward, especially not when you only created 37,000 jobs in May. It's starting to look wobbly. But you know what the amazing thing is, folks? Even as the Republicans were wailing on Musk and Donald Trump's surrogates were wailing on Musk, he was notching wins for us this week. Everybody missed it. I didn't. About a week and a half ago, it was reported that the Republican leadership was refusing to even allow Donald Trump's rescission bills, there's going to be a dozen of them, to come up for a vote. The first one's awesome, and it's a great litmus test. It's $9.4 billion, so pretty small, right? But it's a litmus test. It defunds NPR, PBS, and attaches the defunding of USAID. It's great they structured it this way. Because if you vote against it because you're a CIA whore like Lindsey Graham, guess what? Then you have to run on, you funded NPR and PBS. It's genius. And it's a litmus test, right? Well, there's 11 other bills behind it. Trump smartly has not said how much they'll cut because the whores in the GOP Congress would just go ahead and spend it. So he's keeping that close to the vest again, smart. All he's got to cut is $150 billion, and we are to quarter the deficit cut, $500 billion. It's not hard, people. Well, those Doge bills, the rescission cuts, which, by the way, only require 51 votes in the Senate, 50 plus one votes in the House, percentage-wise, it should be easy for us to pass, relatively speaking. They were going nowhere because GOP leadership had said, no, we're not taking them up until after the BBB bill and maybe not at all. Well, after Elon Musk absolutely walloped Congress in an interview on CBS about a week ago, the Doge cut started trending and people started learning that the GOP leadership was doing this. And guess what? Mike Johnson actually had to come off his ridiculous vacation. What is this, his third or fourth vacation so far this year? It's only June. And respond to Elon Musk with a pledge that, yes, he would bring up the bills. Well, Republican Tim Burchett just announced the good news yesterday. They filed the rule. It will get a vote to allow the Doge bills to come forward. He was ecstatic. Who did that? Elon Musk. Using the most powerful tool for good and for truth on Earth, X. Because, folks, if we can get this passed, things can boom. Did you see this? Bureau of Economic Analysis this week. This was barely covered. For the month of May, income grew for Americans 0.8%. That's the monthly rate. That's massive. That's almost 1% growth in a month. But folks, that is a 9.6% annualized rate of potential wage increases in a month. Yes, we just saw a bloodbath in the jobs market. Only 37,000 jobs created when 110,000 was the forecast. But folks, there's so many other great signs as well. Like the trade deficit, incredibly, for the month of May, cut in half. On CNBC, Rick Santelli damn near lost his mind. He couldn't believe it. Now, it's just for the month. It's not for the year. It's not forever. It's compared to a year ago. But Trump and his tariffs are having an effect. Folks, that's got to be the effect of reshoring those supply lines, because nobody knows exactly, you know, what's up with China. And they're like, screw it. I got a business import. I'm going to have to move these supply lines somewhere here. Here's Rick Santelli, CNBC, just ecstatic. He can't believe it.
This is the trade balance, which is a deficit, expecting minus $143 billion. Wow, it comes in much, much smaller, minus $87 billion. And now this follows a 163 that gets converted to 162 billion with a minus sign, the worst since record keeping 1989. Then we cut it in half to 87.6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Insane thing number 5. A radical Islamic terrorist, illegal immigrant by the name of Mohammed Sabru Soleiman, decides to make a homemade flamethrower and set children and a grandmother on fire with it. These poor people were just protesting for the release by Hamas of their loved ones or of hostages, a very noble thing to be protesting for, and he decided they should die. Folks, this is one of those bombshells that goes off daily now that before would have exploded in a forest where no one would have heard it, but now we have X and the media can't hide it. This guy overstayed his visa and was rewarded for it by the Biden administration with a work permit, which then expired. And he overstayed that, too. Trump Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says the whole family is here illegally. Well, the media immediately began pleading for them because Department of Homeland Security decided to deport them smartly. Of course, a liberal judge stepped in to save them, with Democrats arguing it's just not fair to deport the whole family. It's just the one guy. But what was going on in that home? It turns out we know. As Soleiman was driving to what might have been his death, because he could have easily been shot doing what he was doing, as he drove there, he recorded a video recording for his family and posted it online. In it, he said that Allah was stronger than the Zionist, who he pledged to end, but he also trashed entities he hates, like America, the West, Germany, France, our military, and urged them, said he loved Allah more than even his family, and urged them to take up jihad. Gee, I don't know. How many times might he have mentioned all this at home? So what are we supposed to do? Wait around, as the Democrats want, and see if his kids pick up flamethrowers and burn innocent children? Or maybe we just send them back to Egypt, since the first thing they did was break our laws by overstaying their visas, which, by the way, they came on tourist visas. These weren't work visas. This, of course, prompted Donald Trump to reinstate his travel ban, but on steroids. It now applies to 19 countries. 12, it's an absolute ban. Almost all of those are Muslim countries. One of them is Venezuela, where I, too, would argue that Tren de Aragua is just as big of a terror group as any other. Democrats, of course, accuse Trump of racism. It must be because these people aren't white or something. Here's Representative Dan Goldman, a Democrat.
It's pretty consistent with what his quote unquote immigration policy is, which is just essentially to keep anyone who's not white out of the country. And that's what he's trying to do with these massport deportations.
Yeah, you say, but these people are potentially terrorists. Understand, folks, this is what Trump's getting at with the visa situation with Harvard and with Columbia. By the way, who this week, he hilariously had his education secretary send a letter saying it does not appear that Columbia University, which is Ivy League, meets basic accreditation standards under civil rights law. Good. Yank them. But anyway, for Democrats, hating America, in fact, violently hating America, is not a roadblock to bringing you here. They hate America. That's why it doesn't scare them. In other words, Democrats are insane. Which brings us to insane thing number 4, how insane Democrats are, quantified by a Democrat. Do you do this? My husband and I see liberal bumper stickers on a car and we hurry to catch up so we can see if they've got that crazy look about them. You know the one, the kind of off look, and they almost always do. Yeah, well, Democrat pollster Nate Silver did just that, but not with a car, with a poll. Here's what he found. A staggering 45% of liberals confess that they have poor mental health. Folks, that's just the ones that admitted it. What is the real number? It was just 19% for conservatives. But listen to this. Among those who report excellent mental health. Conservatives, 51%. Liberals, 20%. Whoa. Think about this for a minute. Just 20% of self-described liberals say they have excellent mental health. That means 80% do not believe that. And folks, don't you get the sense that the leadership of this party realizes this? I mean, that's why Nate Silver's polling it. They know if they push the right buttons, Trump's a dictator, Gestapo, 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 that they can push these people over the edge, push enough of them to violence that Trump just might end up dead, that we may have useful attacks like the one you saw this week in Minnesota. No Democrat national mainstream media reported it. You've got to see the video. A rumor had gotten out in Minnesota, a very liberal place, that ICE was doing a raid. Well, they were wrong. It was actually the FBI. It was their SWAT team. And they were going after a cartel drug operation, not for deportation purposes, but for drug and funding purposes. Although there, you know, might have been some deportations, but that's not really what it was. So it wasn't ICE. It was an FBI SWAT team as part of a Justice Department investigation. Well, you got to see the violence. The FBI SWAT team prepared for this kind of thing could barely hold off the crowd. They narrowly escaped the enraged crowd that hit, kicked, punched, shoved, and spit at them, trying to physically block them from doing the drug raid. That's how easy it is, with lies, to spin out the Democrat base level mentally ill. Folks, where are these people going to be in a year? Insane thing number three, another one of those bombshells that goes off where we start to realize exactly how badly Biden screwed up the country. Tom Homan, talking about the Colorado man attack, the Soleimani attack, laid it out for us. This is just the beginning. Another 9/11 is coming. We're going to have to get used to attacks like this because of who Biden let in this country.
It's coming. Why did 2 million illegal aliens pay more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid. Cross the border, turn yourselves into a border agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why? This scares the hell out of me. I've been doing this for 40 years. It should have scared the hell out of every American what the Biden administration did. This 2 million known gotaways scares the hell out of me. So I'm convinced something's coming unless we can find them.
But as he said, we don't know where they are. Here's why. We know how many of them there are because we have sensors in the ground. They're highly accurate. 2 million is an accurate figure. It's not an estimate.
They created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen. Not only did 2 million known gotaways, 2 million people cross the border. We don't know who they are, where they came from. We don't know where they are now. On top of that, even through the legal process, the Biden administration were bringing people unvetted, handing out work visas like they're candy while they sat here and planned something bad. We are going to be dealing with this for the next 10 years because of the chaos they created in 4 years. We're out there kicking butt. We're arresting a lot of criminal aliens. We're out there looking for the bad guy. And when we're out there doing that, we got protesters assaulting ICE officers. We got members of Congress all over the country going to ICE facilities, raising hell, saying this is their oversight responsibility. Where were their oversight responsibility when 10.5 million illegal aliens came across the border? Where is the oversight responsibility on releasing over 8 million illegal aliens to this country? Where is the oversight responsibility then? This is attack on ICE. This is attack on the Trump administration. We're trying to fix the damage done by Biden.
But wait, it gets worse. Listen to what else they did.
You know why the Biden administration released millions of people in the United States? No one ever talks about it. I'll talk about it. Why did they release people into the interior of the United States and rather than put them into an ICE bed? Why not put them in an empty ICE bed at $127 a night rather than in a hotel room at $500 a night? They did it on purpose. Because when you put them in an ICE detention bed, they get a hearing in 35 days. Court records show 9 out of 10 people claim asylum, get order removal, they're gone. But if you release them and put them in a hotel room at $500 a night, their hearings could be 5, 7, 9 years if you pull out all appeals. And what are they hoping for then? That another Democrat administration is in power. They can warrant amnesty to millions.
This is about selling this country off for future political power. That's what it was. The law clearly says if you arrive at our border without proper documentation, you shall be detained. Not maybe, not think about it, shall. And that's what President Trump's doing. Catch and release is over. That's what the law says, and that's what we've done.
Meaning all of these Democrat leaders this week calling ICE Gestapo Nazi tactics, they're full of crap. All they're doing is enforcing the laws Democrats refuse to make the argument to change. If you don't like these laws, you don't like what ICE is doing, make the argument. Let's get rid of it. Let's have open borders. Let's have that be the law of the United States of America. Congress can do that. Why won't the Democrats make the argument for that? Instead, their argument is people we think might vote for us one day should be able to break the law until they do. Why? Because they know if they make the open borders argument, they're gonna lose. Their only way forward is to sneak around behind Americans' back, sneak in their voters, and then try to physically intimidate those executing the law to round them up. It's really diabolical if you think about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Insane thing number two is World War III. This week started, we were told, with the decimation of up to a third of Russia's nuclear bomber fleet deep inside of Russia. We're told Ukraine just went and did that. That's a lie. Pretty much listening to just about anybody who knows what's going on over there this week, and I've played a lot of the audio, there's no way they did this without help. And the word on the street from Ukraine has been, oh, we told Trump before we did this. Yeah, because it could drag us into World War III. Well, the Trump administration finally answered that question, said, no, Ukraine didn't let us know. But here's the question they weren't asked this week. Did anyone else tell you? CIA? DIA? Defense Intelligence Agency? Did you know before they did it? If Trump did not know, that is an unmitigated disaster. It could drag us into World War III. Folks, the New York Times reported in March that our generals are the ones conducting war on Russia from a military base in Germany in Badensburg. And they have been the whole time. We know this from Marco Rubio. He said, yeah, it's a proxy war basically between us, NATO, and Russia. He didn't mention Ukraine. They're just the excuse for the war. So when this kind of thing happens, especially when we're sending drones over there and it's a drone attack, this could spin us into World War III. But it got so bizarre because there goes Lindsey Graham and Dick Blumenthal, Democrat senator, shaking their fist at Russia over the weekend. But what, 24 hours before the bombing begins? Then we find out that deep state hack Mike Pompeo was over there, too, at the same time doing the same thing, basically shaking his fist at Russia as if they knew the attack was coming. Then they threaten both Russia and China, China with 500% tariffs if they buy the Russian oil, and Russia with economic devastation, which I'm fine with. Joe Biden never really did it. See, when Joe Biden did it, yeah, he put sanctions on Russia, but he let his Chinese friends buy the oil out the back door at discounted prices. The only people who got hurt were American drivers who had to pay more for gas. Russia got the money for the war, which Joe wanted, and everybody was happy. His Chinese friends got the cheap oil. Well, this would actually close what Lindsey and Dick Durbin were proposing, if we did it, would actually close that loophole. Would really devastate China, which gets 20% of its oil from Russia, and Russia itself. It's actually a really smart move. But back to what's weird. 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump wailed on Russia, said he could not understand why they were bombing civilian areas inside Ukraine. They weren't. They were bombing the areas from which the drones from the first drone swarm were launched, not the ones for the bombers. But there was a huge swarm before that. It's just, folks, it's NATO bombing inside Russia and maybe with the CIA rogue help to demonstrate that Donald Trump can't bring peace. In other words, he doesn't control NATO. And if Russia agrees to peace with Trump negotiating it, all that will happen is Russia will be agreeing to tie its hands and not fight back while NATO bombs deep inside Russia because Trump can't control them. That's what's been going on. This whole thing risks escalation into World War III. And that's what they want. They want World War III on Trump's watch so badly. Now, here's where it gets really weird. So you saw Trump come out and wail on Putin, right? Tell him to stop it. He's disgusted. Why are you bombing Ukraine? And a reporter asks Trump, this is a remarkable exchange. Did you know that Putin's helicopter, I mean, he was almost assassinated. Do you know Putin's helicopter was drone swarmed? They almost, you know, they tried to bring it down. I don't know if they almost did, but they tried to bring it down. That's an act of war, but it's also part of Russian nuclear doctrine that says you kill Putin, we're going to respond with a nuke to whoever did it. Was it us? Chance there is. I mean, folks, during Trump's first presidency, he tried to pull our troops out of Syria where they were fighting Russia. The original plan was to hold World War III with Russia there. He ordered them out. They didn't leave for 2 years. Why? Pentagon just didn't pull him. Why? Because Trump never fully established control over the Pentagon or the CIA. Odds are he doesn't have it now. And here's what's going on. So nobody knows. Did Trump send Lindsey over there? Is Trump just ignoring what Lindsey's doing because he needs his vote on the BBB, you know, big, beautiful bill? Or did Trump wink, wink, nod, nod, know Lindsey's going over there? Or did Lindsey violate the Logan Act? That breaks the law if you conduct your own foreign policy. Bizarrely, Trump hasn't said. And they've since admitted that they claim Trump didn't know. Listen to Trump last week when confronted by a reporter. Hey, do you know about the drone swarm with Putin? He doesn't sound like he knew.
And can I follow up on that? A Russian commander reportedly said that Putin was almost caught in the middle of a drone attack from Ukraine. So do you have any...
I haven't heard that, but... Maybe that would be a reason. I don't know, but I have not heard that.
If Trump truly didn't know, what does that tell us? Trump's never going to admit this. Nobody will. He has not yet established control over the Pentagon, the CIA, maybe not even the State Department. They are, and definitely not NATO. They are conducting their own foreign policy in a way that could drag us into World War III. Look, folks, I warned you it would be very, very hard for Trump to establish control over our intelligence agencies, over parts of the military, over the deep state. And clearly, he doesn't have it. Putin sees that too. And he sees that Trump not only can't control his own people, and hopefully we will get there, okay? And it was never going to be easy. I told you it'd be hard for Trump to do it. That's not a failure of his. It's just a sign of how far we have to go. But notice what happened at the end of the week, because it was fascinating. Big report. Hey, Trump had an hour and 15 minute conversation with Putin. Wow, wish I could have listened to that. What did Trump announce? He said that Putin told him, look, I'm going to have to retaliate. And note what Trump did there. Trump did not tell us he told Putin not to retaliate. That wasn't in his Truth Social post. He also didn't come out publicly and tell Putin not to retaliate. See what's going on here? Yeah, I mean, he was wailing on him 2 weeks before and not seeming to understand that Russia had been brutally attacked with the worst drone swarm of the entire conflict, which, by the way, hit civilian areas, killed multiple people. They don't tell you that. And so Trump's tone has changed. Weird, right? It's as if he didn't know what was going on over there, and now he does. Folks, this thing is really, really strange. I feel better knowing he's had a one-on-one with Putin so he can get some real information. But folks, there is a real problem with the people around Trump. Folks, Tulsi Gabbard should know all this. She's the country's top cop. Clearly, she doesn't, or she's not informing him. I think it's probably the former. And that means they're all siloed, folks. This is very dangerous. It means that the intel agencies are still conducting war on us and conducting their own foreign policy. But the good news is Trump and Putin seem to have come to an understanding, and he's going to let Putin go. Now, let me tell you what Putin's going to do next, because you can already tell from the troop movements. In response, he's going to flatten Kyiv. He is going to turn Kyiv into absolute rubble. They're going to give the civilians a chance to get out, but they're already moving the troops, and he will flatten it. And there will be calls for war. Europe's going to go crazy. And what I fear the most is that we're going to have a false flag. In other words, they're going to do something nuclear, something crazy. NATO will. The Euroweenies will. The globalists will. And they'll blame it on Russia. And then it'll be he said, she said to, again, try to drag Trump into this. What I hope Trump has learned from this is he cannot trust anyone around him. And honestly, if he wants to find out what is happening, he should probably call Vladimir Putin to hear all sides. Crazy times we live in, but folks, we are the closest we've ever been to World War III. The closest we've been since Biden and NATO were lobbing long-range missiles into Russia anyway, without bothering to talk to them. Look, folks, if France, the UK, and Germany and Ukraine want to go at it with Russia and kill each other, fine by me. I don't care. We just can't be in the middle of it. Right now on the news, folks, it's breaking in a true measure of where we are as a country. In Colorado, there was supposed to be this annual Jewish festival. Not a big deal. They do it every year. They're having to heavily fortify it with law enforcement to keep the left from attacking it. Folks, and their Hamas shock troops, this is where we are in America right now. And you know what's interesting? Without Elon Musk, without X, without free speech, which was all but decimated before Elon Musk bought Twitter, before any of that, you know what the reporting this week would have been? Karine Jean-Pierre wouldn't have left the Democrat Party, because it wouldn't have been a thing of shame. She would have embraced it. Kamala Harris would be president, or Joe Biden, more than likely. And that terror attack that happened this week with Soleimani, the jihadist illegal immigrant terrorist, we'd have been told he was a MAGA supporter. The media would parrot that. We'd have been told he had mental health issues. Nobody would have known, because it would have been blacked out, that he was an illegal immigrant let in by Biden, who, when he overstayed his tourist visa, was rewarded with a work permit that he also overstayed. We wouldn't know any of that. But the bombshells keep going off for the Democrats. That's why this week, Karine Jean-Pierre had to flee the party. Everything they've done comes back to the surface every damn day on X, and they can't escape it. Folks, it's not Trump that's their problem. It's the truth. They can't run from it. And they've never had to exist in an environment alongside it. Elon Musk did that. And folks, that is why the number one most insane thing this week is the breakup between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. What Musk said was insane. The Trump administration's lies, and yes, they were lies, about Elon Musk wanting the repeal of the EV subsidies, the EV mandate, was also a lie. And folks, look, I don't even care at this point. It's like when two of my kids get in one argument. I don't care who lied first or hit who first. Y'all got to stop it. This is ridiculous. Because let me tell you what. If Elon Musk, this is the bottom line, okay? If Elon Musk decides he's no longer interested in protecting the free speech of Trump's populist and conservative supporters, free speech will end in the world. That is not an exaggeration. The GOP will go back to struggling to win elections. Karine Jean-Pierre will crawl back to the ascendant Democrat Party. And if Musk were to, God forbid, sell X or give in to the EU and stop protecting the speech of Trump and Trump's populist supporters, it's simply over. Anyone else but Musk would have given in to the EU and the UK's censorship demands by now. And I'm afraid Musk still may if he's angry enough. Let me tell you where we are, okay? Right now, the EU Commission is salivating over the Trump-Musk split because they have asserted the right to fine Musk 6% of his entire world revenues, not just those from X, but all of his companies. They say that they will impound them and take them unless he starts allowing their censors to police Americans' speech. So that would be conservative and populist speech, which is to say wiping out all criticism of the left, as has been done in Europe on social media. Okay, the Trump administration had moved to protect Musk and X just this past week. And Marco Rubio saying any censor's visa to travel to America is revoked along with their entire families. That was the first shot over the bow as Rubio is telling them, stop it. You are not going to confiscate Musk's revenues, right? So the Trump administration had moved to protect Musk and X. If that ends, these snarky MAGA accounts will be erased so fast their heads will spin. We have free speech because Elon Musk rolled out of bed this morning and decided that today was a day we can still have it. And Musk could shrug and walk away like Atlas did in Ayn Rand's book. Watch, folks, watch the German AfD party to see how this would work, because they are banned from all social media in Germany for being right wing and supposedly Russian influenced. Where have we heard that before? Yeah, well, they are right now the most popular, AfD is the most popular party in polling in Germany. Why? Because they aren't banned on X. Same thing in Poland. Their Trump populist knockoff party, same thing, totally banned in Poland. So why did they just win? Why did they win? They won because they're not banned on X. So, you know, right now, if X were to give in or not have that protection in some way, and by the way, the EU is threatening to ban X at the border like China does. That happens, the world goes dark, folks. There's so much riding on this. Trump and Musk have got to get over it. I don't care if they do it behind the scenes so they can both save face. I don't care. But they are tied at the hip. And if they don't fight together, we will lose. And populist movements worldwide would end because no one would be able to see them. They would be invisible. It is no exaggeration, folks, to say the world would be plunged into darkness. Now, don't tell me you'll just go on Rumble or Gab, because you're not. You may until those are blocked, but the debate over the censorship of Rumble and Gab and the debate over everything else, the means to stop it can only be held on X, a true world forum. Nobody is going to go to Truth Social or Gab to see what Trump said. It's just not going to happen. So even worse, folks, Speaker Mike Johnson, remember, was trying to fund the censorship of Trump and his base and X by the federal government as recently as December by sneaking money for the Global Engagement Center into that 1,500-page bill. Remember, Elon and the X hordes, not Trump, stopped that by exposing it. And Trump didn't. I think he and Rubio thought, well, we'll just defund it later. And they ultimately did, by the way. Rubio shut down the Global Engagement Center. But folks, don't kid yourself. GOP congressional leadership would love to see us all censored again. Mike Johnson thought he was going to get away with it. They would love to see X demonetized, which is what the Global Engagement Center was involved in when Mike Johnson funded them. Worse, if Musk goes soft on free speech, on his fight, and you know, or is not protected from the EU or the corruptocrats like Mike Johnson and John Thune and the Democrats, folks, Zuckerberg and the others are going to go soft too. We will find our message, our exposure, Trump's exposure of evil of the Democrat Party unwelcome. And folks, Trump won for two reasons. He won because of X. One, because people heard his message. But even more importantly, they'd been softened up for 2 years before that with the truth about Democrats. So like it or not, Musk, Trump, and America's future are tied together. And look, folks, Trump's saying this morning he's going to sell his Tesla that he bought to support Elon a month ago. Come on, stop it. Both of you, stop the silliness.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.